This is All About Wine on Blog Talk Radio, the talk show dedicated to the wine industry since 2009, originating from Florida Estates Winery in Land O'Lakes, Florida, featuring winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is just trying to educate people and trying to make wine less confusing and more friendly.
Vice President and General Manager of Florida Estates Winery, from coast to coast and around the world.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that.
Call our guest line at any time during the live show at area code 646-727-3235, and let's talk about wine. Again, the phone number to call is 646-727-3235. And now, All About Wine is on. Here's Ron.
Thank you.
They're just glad they're here and not in Colorado in the Northwest, I guess.
Yeah, really.
Or the Midwest, I guess, too.
Midwest.
Two different
tornadoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrible.
I always look in the paper in the mornings, and the paper lists the high in the nation for the day and the low in the nation for the day. And the low yesterday was, it was this morning. The low yesterday was in Maine. It was 25 degrees, and the high yesterday was Tampa with 95 degrees or 96 degrees.
Wow.
So, we got recognition as being hottest in the country, yeah. But those snows out west, oh my gosh, I just,
Major weather extreme.
Yeah, I'm just amazed by that. So, we no show last week because I went on a tasting, and it was good. In fact, I'm going to tell you about some of the wines I tasted and stuff like that. And
were these locally made wines, or was it everybody?
International. They were from all over. In fact, there was tasted some wines from Indiana. They were presented. They were making a wine from a Concord grape, and we tasted that. We also had a chance to taste some German wines. They had a German Gewürztraminer there that was really pretty good. I enjoyed it. Spätlese, which was, it was a Spätlese. Then we had some wines from Australia, and there was, wines from different places. They also had a lot of liquor, spirits, I should say, instead of liquor, a lot of spirits around there. I tasted a Wild Turkey Honey, which I love Wild Turkey Honey, by the way. I mean, it's just, I've always have. And so whenever we get a chance to taste it, I do. And it also, we got a bottle of it. So, but there was a good variety of stuff there. Some food, so you didn't just walk around tasting wines and just stumble out the door. They had food. They had a plum wine there. And I've talked about plum wines on the show a couple of three times, and had an opportunity to try a plum wine for the first time in years and years. And the last time I had a plum wine, it has to be 30 years ago. But I had a plum wine, and it was all right. I wasn't super, super impressed by it, but it was all right. But it was fun. It was, they had some... and some nice variety of wines there. They had some good variety of spirits. We tried different ones. What was it? A rum. We had a rum that was very good, too. And for the life of me, I can't remember the name of it. I didn't make a note of that because I was making more notes about wine. But they had a rum that was very, very good. We had
so
a...
You go around, did you go around like with a clipboard or something or a notebook and actually, you know, write stuff down, or you just kept mental images or
well,
whatever?
They gave
you, what
you did. They gave you a piece of paper when you walk in. You pay your money, and for the money you got a card that gave you a discount for the evening. Oh, there's the rum. Yeah, my engineer just brought me the rum. It's Tropic Isle Palms is the name on it. It's a vanilla rum, Caribbean rum with natural flavors. It says genuine old world spirits distilled in the island tradition. And what it says on the back is not much of anything, to be honest with you. Tropic Isle Palms. So it's it tells you how to do a Palms Vanilla Sunset. 2 ounces of Palms Vanilla Rum and 4 ounces of orange juice. Add a splash of grenadine, put ice on it. But it was very good. A vanilla rum. You can really, you know, pull out the vanilla. It came out quite well on the flavors and taste. I'm a spirits fan. I'm an alcohol fan. I enjoy the rums quite a bit too. So that was good. And then, but as I was saying, we walked in, we paid our money. They gave us a glass, mm-hmm. which we got to keep. Then they gave us a little program, if you will, a little piece of paper, and it had all the different wines that were supposed to be there listed and what tables they were, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They had 20 tables listed, and that was a good way to do it, except that the tables were not set up in any order. We went to the first one. We asked the girl, I said, what table are you? And she goes, I think I'm 3. I said, but you're the first. She goes, I know. I think one's way over there. Yeah. It was just, there was no pattern. You know, so every time we walk somewhere, we say, what table are you? And they said, oh, I don't know, we're 18. And I go, okay. Then we go to the one next to them. We go, what table are you? And they said, we're 13. And I go, oh, okay. So it was it was crazy the way that was set up. You had to ask on each one. They had dump buckets and water by each one. So you can, if you need to rinse on all of them. They also had little baskets of sliced up bread there. A little loaf. I like the big long Italian loaves. And little sliced up that way. They had those at all the tasting tables. And it was, you know, it's good to put together. It's put on by ABC Liquor, for any of you who live here in the state of Florida. ABC Liquor is not the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. ABC had an excellent idea when they opened up the liquor stores here in Florida to call it ABC. Because anybody who moved down from up north who are used to the Alcohol Beverage Control Board saw ABC and immediately knew it was a liquor store or wine store or whatever. So it was a great naming idea. But ABC Liquor down here in Florida puts these on at their stores periodically around the areas. The ones down in Tampa, usually about once a month, once every 6 weeks. The ones up here, living north of Tampa, went to the one in Hudson. And that was a smaller one. I was just telling Mike before, we've been to others where we had to get there a half hour so early. And we still wouldn't find a spot. This one, we got there a half hour early and parked almost right at the front door. I mean, a couple spots down from the front door. And it wasn't nearly as crowded, which was nice because we were able to get around and get up to each of the tables, be able to talk to the people a little bit more about the wines and stuff. Most of the people inside were knowledgeable. I can say that. There was some questions that I asked that they didn't have an answer to. But, you know, I mean, once people answer the first question, I start getting more into it and all that. And they just sort of look at me like, whoa, don't go too far. And so we didn't get to talk. You know, I didn't get to talk deep. And then other people came around, so I didn't want to spend, you know, tie up their time or anything. But
right.
It was it was fun. It was fun. It was good. We hadn't been to one in, I guess it's been a year or more now since we went to our last one. We used to go to them periodically, and it's been quite some time since we've been to one. But this was nice. Let me, While I'm on the subject, I will continue to tell you about, let's see, is that, yeah. When I'm on the subject, I will look up a couple of these wineries and tell you about them with a little bit more detail. Let's see. Oops. L-I-V-E-R Winery. And here we go. Oliver Winery. Oliver Winery was one of them that had wines there. Oliver Winery is located in Bloomington, Indiana. And they do a muscadine, or Concord wine. They had, for tasting, they had a Moscato, which was a Moscato. I mean, if you're familiar with Moscatos, it was nice, a little bit, you know, it was a classic sweet Moscato. They also had a sangria that they make. I did not try the sangria. Did you try the sangria?
No.
No, okay. We didn't try the sangria, but they did have what they called the Oliver Soft Red. And that was, and I will find it here. Let's see. Wines. There we go. All of them say soft. They had a soft red, a soft white, and a soft rosé wine. So I guess that's just their line. And, the soft red was made with a Concord grape. And it was sweet. It wasn't, let's see, how do I describe this? It wasn't offensively sweet, but it was definitely Concord. And the red wine was, the soft red was fruity, was probably a better description, sweet and fruity. And I was hoping to taste a red grape in my mouth. I didn't, but, you know, that's, you don't get a red grape with a Concord grape taste in your mouth. They also have a, like I say, a soft white and a soft rosé. And those are also made with the Concord grapes. And then they didn't have it with them, but I was talking to a guy a little bit, and he said they got a variety of them. They have what they call an orchard stand. And the orchard stand is 100% fruit flavors. And it's in a honey wine. They don't call it a mead, but they call it a honey wine. They have black cherry, which is the one that that we talked about. He said the black cherry is very popular, and he said they sell an awful lot of that. But the but they have just the ones that they had there were classic Indiana wines, if you will. They weren't offensive. They were sweet, and people like sweet, and that's what they brought with them. That's what they had. But the I haven't had a Concord wine in a long time because it's not something that I would particularly go out and buy, but it was interesting and fun to be able to taste it. So Indiana, that's where those came from. And let me back up here a little bit. They're located in Bloomington, Indiana. Oliver Winery is the name of it, if any of you want to check it out. Oliver. This is ours. Oh, closed now because it's after 6. So, they're right across the street from an elementary school. I wonder how they get away from that. There must be different rules in Indiana. But it looks like they're open from 10 to 6. So check them out. Oliver Wine, if you like a sweeter wine, their wines are nice. I don't know if they shipped. I didn't ask them about that. So that's something else. The Rhodes Inn. That was, did I save that on a tab? No, I did not. Rhodes Inn Pinot Noir. That's one of them that I tried, and Rhodes End Winery. I looked that up, and it's not Rhodes End. It's Carlton Cellars, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Carlton Cellars, and they're located in Oregon, Willamette Valley. The Rhodes End Pinot Noir. They have quite a few of the Rhodes End Pinot Noirs that are available, different ones. but the Rhodes End Pinot Noir that we tasted was a 2012, and it was very good. It had some nice Pinot Noir flavors. In fact, the guy that was there, I think, and I didn't get a chance to talk to him a long time because, you know, people were backing up around him and all that. But I think he might have been an important person at that winery because he was able to answer some of my questions. I asked him, I said, what clone is our? We were talking about the Pinot Noirs on his different wineries, our different vineyards, rather. And he has the Estate Pinot Noir, he has Rhodes End Pinot Noir, the Seven Devils Pinot Noir. And I asked him if all of these were the same clone. And he didn't look at me like I was crazy. He said, no. He said, we use the same vineyards on a couple of them, but we use a different vineyard. It's a different clone. He said, we have one clone that we use in almost all of them as a base. It gives us good color and good flavor, but we blend in other clones to bring out other characteristics that they're good at. So the guy knew what he was talking about. So he was have won awards, gold medals and silver medals on these Pinot Noirs. They're very good. He did a very good job on it. We had the Rhodes End 2012 Pinot Noir, which was a raspberry, blackberry, earthy aromas, and it continued into that taste. The aftertaste was good. It lingered a little bit, but we were tasting so many so fast, you didn't get a chance to say, oh, this is going to linger longer, because we had no idea how long it would linger because we were just moving on. The Estate Pinot Noir was 2014, and I scored that a little bit higher than I did the Rhodes End. Both of them are right around 13.5% alcohol, and both of them were had a great Pinot Noir aromas, all that. You couldn't fault either one of them either way. I mean, they were both very good. Expensive. They were given a $2 discount, but even with the $2 discount, what do you remember what those Pinot Noirs were?
About 40.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Around $40, and with the $2 discount, it was dropped down to 38. And they were good, but if we spent that much on one wine, we couldn't diversify like we did through the evening and pick up other things and other wines. So, but it was very good. From the Carlton Cellars in Oregon. So that's something you can check out. And I don't ask these people if they ship or anything else. They're probably available in liquor stores or wine shops, because if they're tasting them there, obviously they want to sell them there, and obviously they're there to sell. So there was... you know, everything's there at the ABC Liquor and all that. Another one, let's see, where was it? Let me punch in this here. FERMICANO. Okay, there we go. Ferrari Carano Vineyards and Winery. I never heard of Ferrari Carano, but they're located in Sonoma, Dry Creek Valley. It's a AVA Sonoma up there. The label looked interesting. I could have sworn I'd seen them before, but I don't remember ever where and when. But they had, let's see, I just lost it. Okay. They had, what they had? Oh, there it is. They had a Fumé Blanc that was very good. Sonoma does well with the Sauvignon Blanc, Fumé Blancs, all those. But this one was just was really nice. I enjoyed it. I hadn't had a Fumé Blanc in ages. Actually, since I was out in California many, many years ago, I used to taste Fumé Blancs a lot, but it's never been a go-to wine for me for years. But this one was really good. It was about a third of it was aged in oak barrels, and then two-thirds of it was used stainless steel. The wine enthusiast gave it 90 points. I mean, it was really, they raved about it. But it's, this was a blend of Sauvignon Blanc grapes and from Dry Creek, Alexander, and Russian River Valleys. And it's got some nice fruitiness to it, a hint of oak, not a lot, but fresh with the Sauvignon Blanc type nose to it, but not as much of a grassiness that I expect in the Sauvignon Blanc. But it was picking up some pineapple grapefruit in it. It was really good. It got me excited about Sauvignon Blanc or about Fumé Blancs again. I haven't had one in, like I say, ages. And so that is from the Ferrari Carano Winery. Ferrari Carano Winery in Sonoma. We had that Fumé Blanc. Vineyards, it's Vineyards Winery. Sonoma's Dry Creek Valley. I believe that's an AVA, too, if I'm not mistaken. Another one, let's see. Covalier, let me look that one up here real fast. This one, I give it a higher score of almost any of them that I tasted that evening. So let me look up my notes here. Let's see if this is it right here. Loss. Okay, this is it. Okay, there we go. That's it. Okay, the Malbec. There's my notes. Okay, this was a Malbec. Now, this is from Argentina. It's Cavalier Los Andes, and it's not finding. I'm trying to look it up on my search engine here, and it's not coming up. Let's see if it shows it on this one here. No. Just talks about the blends on this one here. But this was a Malbec. I enjoy a Malbec. Malbecs are a great wine. Gives you a little bit different taste than with your other reds, and it's used as a blend so often that you don't really get a good Malbec taste out of most of them because they're always throwing in with others. The dark colors using pretty nice on it and all that. But this was good. It's one of the higher scores I gave, my personal scores, I score everything. And one of the higher scores I gave on any of the wines that evening because it just it had some, you know, just the classic Malbec flavors and aromas and everything. I fell in love with it. And yes, it was one of them that we picked up before the evening was out too. So, Cavalier, C-U-V-E-L-I-E-R, Cavalier Los Andes collection blends. And so I'm sure they have them in liquor stores. Again, why would they not, if they're tasting them there, why would they not have a possibility of selling them? And then I want to talk about, let's see, where is the, oh, there it is. Then we had, I tasted a sake. Now, I've talked about a sake lots and lots of times on the program. It's been, you know, something I've mentioned over the years, different times, and, you know, telling people, try a sake if you get it and all that. This was a taiku. T-Y-K-U, and I hope I pronounced that right because I destroy words all the time. But taiku sake. And it's one of the premium sakes in the world. It's most awarded, fastest growing Japanese sake that's in the United States. They have different ones. They had a black sake, which they did not offer. Silver, which I had a taste of, Jameo Ginjo, I didn't taste, another silver sake, which is a little bit cheaper, I tried that, and then a coconut sake, which I did end up buying. The coconut sake was outstanding, but what surprised me on all these bottles is they're 720 milliliter, not the 750 that you normally find for wine bottles, or not the 500s, but, you know, a 720 wine bottle for the sake. Taiku sake is, highly rated. They advertise it, no tannins. No GMO, which is the catchphrase now for everything. Same thing with gluten-free. Of course, the sake is going to be gluten-free. No sulfites and lower acidity. And so it's promoting as a great alternative to some of the other stuff that you're getting out there. It says on their website that Taiku is the leader in premium sake with the most awarded, best-tasting, and fastest-growing Japanese sake in the U.S., made with only four ingredients: rice, water, yeast, and handmade koji. It's K-O-J-I. I have no idea. Making it one of the purest alcohol beverages on the planet. 12 to 15% alcohol by volume. Five times less acidity than wine. And it was. I tasted it there. I haven't popped open my bottle here. But it's from Yumenyodo Brewery in Nara, Japan, in the heart of Nara, Japan. I have talked about sake lots of times to you on the program, and I'm saying try it. And I'll tell you what, after having the sake there, I was really impressed, and I will have to tell you again, try it. My wife, my engineer here, had the cucumber sake, and they're advertising that's the world's first cucumber sake, and it smelled like cucumbers. I mean, it was amazing, the smell of the cucumber coming out in the sake. And then it was just a nice soft cucumber taste, not overpowering, not in your face, but just a fresh cucumber taste. It's the acidity was at 1.0, the alcohol 12% by volume. So it was really good. I tasted that, but then I tasted the cucumber or the coconut. And oh gosh, I love the coconut. The coconut was just had a great coconut nose to it, and it was very, very pronounced nose, but not jerk your head away pronounced. It was had a hint of vanilla in it, which, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, from the coconuts or what they did on that, but it was really, really good. I really, really enjoyed that sake, the coconut sake, so much that I got a bottle of it, and I will be enjoying it during one of the programs upcoming in the future, I'm sure, because that's a good time to enjoy those things. So, again, I'll tell you, though, you know, go buy yourself some sake. It's great. The four ingredients, rice, the specialty grade non-GMO sake rice is used to produce the best flavors. Water, pure soft water, yeast, and then koji. Let me see. Does this let me click on it? No. Koji, K-O-J-I, mold essential to breaking down the starches into sugars, rounding out the body. So koji is a mold that's put in there. They have a nice little chart here. Let me look. I pulled up the website, and I hadn't checked out the website before. Well, they got a whole bunch of sake cocktails that tells you how to make them here, too, on the website. But the sake grades are determined by how much of the rice grain is polished away. The more polished the grain, the more refined and smooth the sake. Only sakes that have over 30% rice polishing can be considered premium. So it shows 78% of all sakes are in the low grade, less than 30%. Junmai, the Taikai premium sake, is 30%. That is rice removed, grain rice. That's 15% of all sake that they do. Junmai Jinjo is a premium sake. That's 40%. And then the Junmai Daigyo is ultra premium, 50% rice grain removed to make that sake. And only 1% of their sakes are of that grade. So there you go. It was a great sake. Again, try sake. And even try T-Y-K-U, Taiku, I think it's pronounced Taiku. Taiku sake is available around. I know it's available down here in Florida, and I'm sure it is available pretty much around the country, is from what I've heard. There's another one. This one. Let's see. Oops. Another wine we had, Stella Rosa Winery. I didn't make a note. Do you remember where that Stella Rosa Winery, those Moscatos and Proseccos were from? No, I don't know. I think Italy. The Prosecco has to be from Italy. Yes, this is it. Wine from Italy. Also, Stella Rosa Winery in Italy. They tasted a Moscato from there, which was good. I mean, Moscatos are Moscatos. You know, I have a hard time distinguishing Moscatos a whole lot, simply because, to me, most Moscatos have the same style of taste and flavor. Well, engineer just told me the cheap ones are really, you can tell the difference, they're sort of nasty, but Once you get on up into the better quality of Moscatos, they're all pretty much the same. But this from Italy, we had a Moscato, and it was very nice. It was a Moscato. We also had a Prosecco, Voga. Is that the same winery? I don't see Voga as a... maybe it's from a different winery. Here it is. Yeah, we bought one. Voga. Boy, talk about simplicity on your label. The label runs up and down. It's only about an inch wide. And I did have a ruler right here. Oh, there it is. It is an inch wide and 4.5 inches long, and that's it. That is the label for this Prosecco, and it says Voga, V-O-G-A, Prosecco, and underneath the A it has Italia. That's it. That is the label. There is no other labels. Oh, wait a minute. There is. I'm starting to see it now. It's clear, very clear. And it doesn't say much of anything on it, just government warnings and 11% by alcohol, 750 bottle product of Italy, served chilled, extra dry. But Voga, thanks. Engineer brought me a magnifying glass. I had one right here I could have grabbed, I guess. There's not much more on it. Imported by Innovation Brands in Adventura, Florida. So, but Voga, very nice Prosecco. It has a little bit drier. It's some nice flavors and a nice taste all the way through on it. We were really quite impressed, and that's obviously why we bought one. Because it's such a nice wine. So that was our adventure last week. That's why we were closed. And get a chance, check out ABC Liquors if you live in the state of Florida. ABC does those tastings all the time, all over the state. They're very good about that. We found out that the Hudson store does small tastings every couple of weeks up there, like twice a month. This big one costs us $10, and they had food, all sorts of food. They had Puerto Rican restaurant that had food there. Oh, that was so good. They had pulled pork, and it was just some great flavors. They had a pizza place there. That was doing slices of pizza. There was Puerto Rican, authentic Puerto Rican food with some great, great taste they gave us there. And they had, they had deli sandwiches, the Full Belly Deli, which is located up in Hudson, had sandwiches available. And we had some of that. Something else you were saying?
Cheese and crackers.
Yeah, cheese and crackers. There's places that had cheese and crackers. All sorts of stuff. $10, but when they charge $10 to include the foods and all that. And they do the tastings twice a month without food. They come in with wine tasting. Now, we're going to check one of those out. I think they're always on Thursday. So that's, it'll be a few months before we check it out again. They have the Thursday tasting. It was $5, and they said that they don't do food, just wine. But it'd be interesting to see what they have to offer, because ABC is a liquor store and wine store. They're promoting themselves big time for wine now, but they are a liquor store, so they have all sorts of other things. There was beers there. We didn't try any beers this time. We've been to them where we tried beers, and it's fun to try the beers because they're not just Bud, Coors, all that. These are you know, a lot of IPAs and Belgians, all sorts of different things, flavored and all. So we don't do them often because that's a tasting in itself, and we usually stay away from that. So it was a good tasting, good day, a lot of fun. We missed the show last week, but to go to a taste like that, it was worth the not being able to do the show just to take in a tasting, as good as that one was. So that's that. I got a few other things to talk about here, and then I'm going to let Mike tell you about this weekend. We got a big one coming up this weekend, but a few things first before I turn it over to him. As always, I try to tell you what you can drink to this coming week. So, in fact, I missed it last week. To fill you in, last Thursday was National Eat What You Want Day. I think I mentioned that earlier. And if that's the case, you can drink what you want, too. Last Friday, which you missed it, sorry, was National Nutty Fudge Day. I told a customer a while back, she came in, we were talking about, I don't know how we got on the subject, but I mentioned how much I love Divinity and fudge, and homemade Divinity and fudge. I said, I just hadn't had it in ages, and she came back about a month later and gave me a box of Divinity and a fudge that she made at home. Oh, I loved her so much for that. I did share a little bit of it, but not a lot, but... National Apple Pie Day was last Saturday. Last Sunday, Mother's Day and Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Monday was National Chocolate Chip Day. Tuesday, National Barbecue Day. Wednesday, National Mediterranean Diet Month. They do it. So today, National Hummus Day. Hummus. What would you have with hummus? I know, but, you know, the dip could overpower maybe sparkling wine. That's what I'll go with. Tomorrow, National Devil's Food Cake Day. Ooh, that sounds good. Devil's Food Cake Day. Saturday, National Quiche Lorraine Day. Also, excuse me, also National Picked Strawberries Day. Seems a little late in the season for strawberries down here. And Armed Forces Day, coming up Saturday. Sunday, World Baking Day. And this is Jewish Heritage Month, so this is World Baking Day is Sunday. Monday, National Vanilla Pudding Day. Tuesday, the 23rd, National Taffy Day. The 24th, Wednesday, National Escargot Day. Escargot, what would go good with escargot now? That was something interesting. If somebody comes up with a combination, let me know. And then next Thursday, National Brown Bag It Day, but also, which is more important than anything, National Wine Day. Next Thursday, National Wine Day. So prepare yourself. National Wine Day next Thursday. We will be celebrating right here on All About Wine with National Wine Day. So get yourself a glass of wine and enjoy it with us next Thursday. So that's what's coming up. Excuse me. And then I get a few more things to tell you here. Prestige Beverage Group has added limited edition 1.5 and 3 liter bottles to its Champs de Provence Rosé portfolio. The bigger bottles are priced at $35 for the 1.5 and $120 for the 3 liter. It's limited edition. It had a successful launch in 2016, so they're coming out with these bottles now just as a fun. The rosé featured notes of red berries, citrus, and orange blossoms. Medium body, hints of raspberry, and a nice smooth finish. They are available at select retailers nationwide while the supply lasts. So if you're looking at getting a 1.5 rosé, then you need to, or the 3.0 liter, need to get out there and do it now. Premium Choice, a Tom Gore vineyard, introduced its first Alexander Valley Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon, which is also the fifth wine that's launched by this vineyard. Select from the highest quality grapes, they're saying, from the Alexander Valley Vineyards. It's the 2014 Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon. Boosts a slowly ripened fruit for intense flavor. Company says a full-bodied, subtle tannin wine goes very well with the complex aromas of dark fruit, caramel, tobacco, and oat toast. It also features a long, lingering finish. 750 bottle of the Cabernet Sauvignon has a suggested retail price with national distribution of $40. Tom Gore Cabernet Sauvignon, Alexander Valley. Another rosé to talk about is the Miami Wines. Luxury American Wine Miami, which is a division of Constellation Brands, now offers a Miami Rosé. It is the brand's first rosé wine. It joins its Pinot Noir and Chardonnay offerings. Suggested repro price is $24.99. I know, it's a rosé, but there's probably a great rosé because Miami wines are very good. It can be found in limited release at select locations or online. California coastal wine regions, where it's from, it's a Pinot Noir-dominated blend with notes of strawberry, rose petal, and this is from the Sonoma County fruit. And then the Monterey County fruit is bringing in some bright acidity and flavors of stone fruit and creaminess. Then also some grapes are growing in the Santa Barbara County, which gives it a little bit more of the minerality. So this wine opens with aromas of watermelon, it says here, orange peel, and hints of rose petal. It also offers a lush mouthfeel with flavors of stone fruit and strawberry. Serve chilled and enjoy. So that is the new one. And I saw this, and I just wanted to bring this up. I know we're all about wine, and, you know, but sometimes we do get off the subject. This year, the Icy Company is celebrating its 50th anniversary. 50 years you've been able to buy Icy's. I've never been a real big fan, I'm so sad to say. I don't know. They might change my mind if I try it now. It's been years since I've done it. It will debut new flavors and new limited packaging because of the 50th anniversary. They will still have their standard ones, but look forward to unveiling some of the new flavors and innovations. They have a new mystery flavor that they're going to be celebrating, plus other exotic and exciting flavors, they say. The company will release new flavor blends in limited edition 32-ounce cups, along with new golden spoon straws. The icy, the little scoopy spoon straw. So there you go. That's 50th anniversary of Icy's. I caught something else, too. I keep on saying, oh, this is the last, and I keep talking about more stuff. I saw this article about Creme wines, sparkling wines. And I'm not going to get into it. I was going to talk about it, but this really breaks it down to a lot of the different regions and all that. If you're looking for a sparkling and you don't want to do a champagne, so one of you, France, Cremant is a good way to fill that need. And I was looking at these different regions, and they're all just right next to different regions all around France. In Bordeaux, de Jura, de Save, de Die. I don't know how to pronounce some of these. But they're all over France, and it's made in the same method as champagne, the same traditional method, but a lot cheaper. But this is something I'll talk about in a future date here, because it's interesting what they're doing. And I also, when I was looking at this, I was trying to look up how to pronounce it. And I found a site that gave pronunciations for a whole bunch of wines. And I thought that was really exciting. So, but we'll talk about this at a future date. And yeah, this is one. We'll talk about this at a future date. So, Mike, you have to tell everyone about this weekend.
Yes. First off, I was at the I can hear myself echoing. It's like coming at the computer side. Tyku, T-Y-K-U. I went to the website, and I'm kind of confused. It's almost like the anti-wine or something. I don't know. It says the clean alternative to wine. Clean alternative to wine. Like wine is dirty or something. I don't know. Lower acidity, no tannins, no sulfites, non-GMO, gluten-free. Sake for wellness sake is what it looks like, but it's sake. Mm-hmm. Sake for wellness sake? That doesn't make sense, but it's spelled like sake. But I don't, yeah, it's how it's spelled. But went through there, and it looks interesting. I might have to pick up some. So I looked at the locator, and they have, because I'm in Winter Haven, they have it at a couple of, there's Sakura Japanese, there's Thai Haven, the restaurants. Carrabba's has it. And then I looked down, and it says Walgreens. I was like, okay.
Walgreens.
So, and they list Walgreens as a liquor store, and I never pictured a Walgreens as a liquor store before. But I maybe I just skipped that area. But so I might have to go down the street and check this out.
Man,
but when I saw that,
clean.
yes, I'm looking for the clean alternative to wine, because wine is just, you know, you open up a bottle of wine, there's dirt, there's all kinds of stuff, and it's
dirt.
Like,
no, it's just like, you know. Stink everything.
That's what they're trying to. I couldn't figure that out. If that was what they were trying to say, I couldn't figure that out. But it looks like it's worth trying. It's a lot of good information about it, and does look good. So you know, give it a try and see what's so clean about it.
It was good. I really enjoyed the sake. It was good. Mm-hmm. Well, here I just looked it up. Okay, I just looked it up. Went to the locator here, and it gave me Winn-Dixie Liquors.
Okay.
Winn-Dixie has liquor stores. In fact, there's two of them here. Public supermarket liquor stores. I didn't know that these places had all these liquor stores.
Yeah, I have seen a Publix liquor store. They're like next to it. They're not in. Yeah, they're not inside Publix. There's one up in Davenport. There's like the Publix, and then right next to it is a liquor store, and it's Publix.
Wow.
They have get ones there. That'd be awesome.
Well, there's quite a few listed here. Public liquor stores on the list. I looked at it. Winn-Dixie, CVS Pharmacy liquor store.
Okay. Never heard of that. It's like the Walgreens. I came across Walgreens. I go, really? A drugstore with
really?
Okay. No. Then I looked up Stella Rosa Wines, and they started in 1917.
Wow.
The San Antonio Winery in Los Angeles. So I went through all that, and then it says how they, you know, how Stella was born. The family chose the region of Asti, a province in Piedmont, Italy, as the source for its aromatic grapes, which have become the hallmark for the Stella Rosa style of wines. And so they have a map that kind of breaks it down, and then it's Asti is the capital city in Piedmont, Italy, birthplace of Moscato di Asti. And that's where it's they import the grapes to, you know, to what they're going to use. They make it there and out of the San Antonio Winery, it sounds like. So that's what I took out of it. So I'm tweeting, listening to you, and reading stuff.
I know. You're multitasking.
I can't multitask, but so that's on there. And I was looking at the bottles and everything. I was like, oh, okay, that's what he's talking about. Yeah, there's a couple of the Imperial line. The labels are down at the bottom of the bottle, I guess. Kind of a funny shape, I guess. Is that? I don't know if that's the one you were looking at, but that's where the Prosecco was located. Yeah,
right.
So, yeah. I was like, wow, that's not very much on there, but the royal family.
Very,
that's what it is. The royal.
Very.
Says the royal family.
Information.
Interesting. Very good. Anyway, that stuff here. I'm going to clean.
Check them out, everyone. Good mic out there.
Yes. Yeah, have to check that out though too. That's every time, something new. Let's see. So you have Woofstock. Woofstock is the third annual coming up this Saturday. It's almost like a wine fest, I guess. I mean, you could call it that, but it's very large, very. It's going to be huge. That's for sure. I wasn't sure if I should play the promo, the wine fest promo, or confuse people, or just start reading it out. But 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday. May the 20th. Mark your calendar. You're in the area already, you know, so you're going to be here. The Pasco County Animal Services will hold the third annual Woofstock. It's a fundraising event that will occur from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Florida State's Winery, located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida. For more information about the winery or this, you can call 813-996-2113. It's huge. There's going to be live bands, kids crafts, pony rides, a lot of vendors, food, wine tastings, and a lot more. The funds raised will go for the care of sick or injured animals that come into the shelter. Tickets are only $5 for kids, or $5. Kids under 10 are free. Tickets are available at www.fpcas.org. And at the winery. Let's see, Florida Estates Winery will donate this month's tip jar, plus $1 for every bottle of wine sold at the event and 50 cents for each glass of wine sold. That's awesome. Wine tastings with a souvenir glass will be available for $15. And, of course, most of that will be donated to the cause. And, of course, Florida Estates Winery is always pet-friendly. Music this weekend will be provided by Christine and Willie. The Doodads and Fire and the Fox. You can also do a wine tasting with Ron himself, have a little fun, shop the vendors, and there's plenty of unique handmade items and some you have known for years. And plus, what were you signing down there? It's a puppy kissing booth. A puppy kissing booth. There's going to be your future best friend is going to be here as well. There's going to be plenty of so many things for your family, your pet, friend, best friend, pet. There you go, four-legged best friend. There you go. I'm trying to make a sound like that. And plenty of pet supplies, information. There's going to be rescue, Florida Cocker Spaniel Rescue, Forgotten Tales Rescue, Florida Boxer Angels. There's going to be Humane Society of the Nature Coast. Let's see what else. God, there's like tons of and plus, you know, there's going to be Susie's Dogs, doTERRA essential oils, Alpha and Omega dog training, Pink Zebra, what else, Scentsy, Origami Owl custom jewelry, you know, the ones that are regularly there, plus a whole lot more. So definitely make some time to come out this weekend, this Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. At Florida State's Winery there in Land O'Lakes. You'll definitely enjoy visiting the vendors and a lot more. Shopping is always fun. It's a great chance to pick up unique gifts for friends and family members or yourself. Pick up a new family member as well. Come out and enjoy the weekend at Florida State's Winery. And it's going to be great. And a lot of music and a glass of your favorite wine. And with your pets, and maybe find a new best friend at Florida State's Winery. So come on out. And like again, I said, for more information, phone number is area code 813-996-2113. And Florida State's Winery is located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida. And that is this Saturday, May 20th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For the future date, the next Wine Fest is May the 27th. Which is a week from this Saturday. Make plans for that as well. And then way back down in October 7th is the 5th annual Pasco Pet Fest, and October 28th is the 4th annual San Ann Art and Wine Fest. We'll give you more details as that those dates get closer. And what else? I guess that's it. That's That's all I have, unless you have anything else to add to that. But
nope.
That kind of went down the information. There's just going to be tons of vendors and a lot of things to do there. So come on out with the whole family and bring your four-legged family as well and have a good time there. So there's going to be a lot going on there.
If you don't have a four-legged friend, that's a good place to get one.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's perfect. What a perfect time. Just go there. You know, it'll be a great time. Nothing else? I don't think you have a class coming up yet.
No.
I don't
Next
believe.
Class, I think, is scheduled for July or June. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's coming I don't
up.
See that on there yet.
Yeah, June or July.
Oh,
I can't remember what.
June 25th.
There you go.
What
is
showing on
here.
Right. So,
okay.
June 25th. So that'll be the next wine class. But we'll tell you about that ahead of time. So don't worry about that. Just be there this Saturday. You know you want to. And it's a good cause and it's a good day. So come on out. I think that's it. It's what time is it? It's 9, 10:30? 9, 8? 8.
8. Okay.
Okay. We'll be back next Thursday on All About Wine. That'll be May 25th right here at 7 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S., 7 p.m.
And
so
if you are not tuning into Mike's radio program, do so.
Oh.
Sky Blue Radio.
Wow.
He's on the air every Thursday.
That's
because he's working so bloody many hours now that all he's on the air.
That's terrible.
Yeah. But tune in on his radio program. He takes requests, anything you want. If you haven't heard a song in a long, long time and you can't find it on the radio, request it from Mike. He'll get it on for you.
Yeah, I usually have it. It's strange, some of the stuff I play sometimes. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's 3 to 5 p.m. So good stuff.
Sky Blue Radio.
We will close up. Thank you. Sky Blue Radio. Yeah. They just had their 10th anniversary themselves. They just celebrated 10 years on air. So, yeah. So 2007 they started. So, wow. And we started this on 2009, right?
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Gosh. That's all right. That's fantastic. We'll see you all next Thursday. Yeah. We'll see you next Thursday, May 25th. Is next Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. And let's celebrate National Wine Day next Thursday. Oh, that'll be awesome.
Yes.
That's a good day to have it on.
That's a great day to have it on. Yeah,
I'm going to break out a bottle of port, and we're going to have a good show. So.
That's what I'm sipping on tonight is a port. Yeah.
Oh.
This is our strawberry port.
I think I'm going to go around and grab a bottle. So that's good. We'll see you all
Thank
next Thursday. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. All right. We'll see you Saturday. Yeah.
Yep.
Here we go.
This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Ron, originating from Florida States Winery in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Florida States Winery is located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida, 4 miles west of Interstate 75 or east of US 19 and US 41. For more information on Florida States Winery, visit the website at floridastateswines.com or call 813-996-2113. That's 813-996-2113. The winery is open daily, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. For show information, links to All About Wine on Twitter and Facebook, or to be a guest on this show, visit the show website at www.allaboutwinebtr.com. Archive shows are available for download on iTunes or on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/allaboutwine. Thank you for listening. Drink responsibly, and we'll see you next time on All About Wine.